Government has signed an agreement with the International Institute of Tropical Agriculture to open its West Africa office in Ghana. The office, which will be at Tamale, aims at building individual and institutional capacity in agriculture to enhance food production. The Deputy Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Dr. Alfred Sugritia, signing the agreement, said all scientific institutions in the country, the tourism and private sectors, stand to benefit from the collaboration. Joyce Jechi reports.
The International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, IITA, a non-governmental international organization, is involved in research for development of tropical cash and food crops. The organization has for the past 3 years been trying to regularize its relationship with the country. The legal issues have been finalized, and the signing of the agreement paves the way for the organization to have its West African headquarters in Tamale. The Deputy Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Dr. Sugritia, explains more about the agreement.
The agreement aims to confer legal status and personality, as well as privileges and immunities, on the beneficial relationship in accordance with the laws of Ghana. The agreement provides key reliefs, including exemptions for communication and transportation controls. Stronger Ghana-IITA collaboration will bring significant benefits to farmers and the national economy.
The presence of IITA will involve Ghanaian researchers, extension agents, technicians and other value chain actors, including farmers and processors. The Director General of IITA, Dr. Samuel Labi, said researchers in the country through the IITA have contributed tremendously to increasing food production, but having the headquarters of the sub-region will make a difference.
Having a West African hub in Ghana would help. Adoption, not so many things related to adoption. It takes, the technology will be there, but it needs maybe effective extension system to actually explain to the farmer that this is what it is. And that then comes to the Minister of Agriculture. Because the scientists can do their job. There must be other ways. There must be fertilizer, there must be transportation, you know, even to prepare the land. If we're here as an institute, we'll still continue to collaborate.